attracted our love, attracted the love of everyone she came in contact with, because her heart was pure, innocent, full of enthusiasm, and was blessed with such a special, very, very special spirit of devotion. Her Krishna consciousness was natural and spontaneous. How she loved the devotees and how the devotees loved her. Krishna has, by his own sweet and perfect will, done what is certainly most perfect for our Shamsundari. Of this there can be no doubt. She lived an offenseless life of devotion. How she loved to serve the deities, assist her mother in preaching, cooking. How she loved the association of her god sisters. I remember each Sunday she would travel all the way to Bombay to meet with us and to worship Sri Radha Gopinath. Yes, we should know that the inconceivable will of the Lord is perfect. And because Shamsundari loved devotees so dearly, and devotees loved her so dearly, Krishna loves her so dearly. Sri Radha Shamsundar. They have taken her blessed soul into their own loving hands and are bestowing their infinite mercy upon her. And her destination, she will find the great joy of Sri Radha and Krishna. And that is auspicious. In fact, when a wonderful soul leaves this world, at whatever age, in one sense it is a celebration. Her life is successful. She lived in spontaneous devotion and enthusiasm, and without being corrupted by the modes of material nature, Krishna has released her from a body that was such a cause of anxiety and brought her to a higher, more blessed arena for devotional service. When a Vaishnava leaves this world in perfect standing of Krishna consciousness, we know that Krishna has personally taken. Why Krishna has taken her in the prime of her youth, with her determination, with her incredible spirit of love, what she could have done for this world as she grew older. Why? The human mind and intelligence cannot always answer these questions. But through our faith, faith in the holy scriptures, and faith in the unlimited mercy of Sri Radha Shamsundar for their devotees, we can understand exactly why. It is Krishna's love, Krishna's mercy for his beloved servant. The eternal soul can only reside within a body temporarily. Long life is not auspicious. Krishna conscious quality in our life is what is auspicious. And our dear beloved Shamsundari certainly has lived and is living in all auspiciousness. And we should be grateful, grateful to her, such a rare soul, at her age, with such energy, in this age of Kali, so many opportunities to divert our attention to material enjoyment, material frustration. She stood against the entire society of the youth of today with grace, smiling, and encouraging all she came in contact with. She is a blessed soul, one out of hundreds of millions. How we should be grateful. Grateful to her, grateful to her dear mother, who inculcated such incredible spirit of bhakti in her heart. We see what is the body of a great soul, the body of an ordinary soul. It has its beginning and its end. But the sweet soul of Shamsundari has attracted the all-attractive Krishna. And that is a blessed fortune. In one sense, it is as if everyone in this room is blissful. And we should be thankful to Krishna for that. That is the real expression of love that we can show to her. To be simultaneously in a great state of lamentation that she has gone, and also to be very happy, happy for her. She has lived and been taken away by Krishna in a pure state of innocent and sweet Krishna consciousness. She has found shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Radharani, and we should be very happy in our hearts for that. Nobody here has come out of formality. People of all ages, from the brahmacharis to sannyasis, students, householders, wealthy, simple. So many people have come and so many people will come. Not ritualistically or out of etiquette or formality, but have come because our Shamsundari has really attracted their love by her love for Krishna. That is the quality of a great soul. Let us all pray that Srila Prabhupada, our beloved Acharyas, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra, may forever bless her soul with the unlimited happiness, spiritual happiness, that she certainly deserves.
Bhagavad Gita, you read of the nature of the soul. The soul is unborn. It is ever existing. It is not subject to death as the body is. The soul is part and parcel of Krishna. In this material realm, the soul wanders from one body to another, searching out birth after birth. The soul finds frustration, seeking happiness of this material body, with its mind and senses. Rare is that soul who genuinely and sincerely seeks shelter in the loving service of the Lord. For that soul attains eternal happiness. In this human life, a great person is not one that lives for many years. Rather, the great soul is one who utilizes their lifetime qualitatively in pursuance of the highest truth. Krishna tells us that the highest truth is to know that we are all in Him, we are all of Him, and we are all for the satisfaction and for the service of God. One who loves God and shares that love with others is truly one who lives. Our very dear and beloved Shyamasundari Devi is such a special and rare soul. From her very early childhood to today, she was blessed with such a genuine enthusiasm to serve Krishna, to serve Krishna's devotees, and to be a kind friend of everyone she came in contact with. Her life personifies innocence, devotion, and a very, very pure heart. Today, so many of us have gathered out of our genuine love and respect for Shyamasundari Devi. I do not believe there is a single person here who has come simply out of etiquette or formality. In a very special, wonderful way, she has attracted and is attracting our love. I believe we all feel that we have lost our own daughter or our own sister, because she treated everyone as a mother, a father, and a friend. In this age of Kali, a time where such temptations are upon all of us, it is very difficult to remain pure, especially when one passes through the prime of the youth of life. Shyamasundari Devi Dasi, even in these normally turbulent teenage years, by her own sweet will, by her own conviction and faith, lived such a pure and exemplary life. She was a young girl who had such a unique, divine quality of devotion. In fact, people from all over the world are shedding tears of love, having come in contact with her, and witnessing her love for Krishna, her love for us, her spontaneous, innocent, and genuine desire to serve. Her joy in life of worshipping the deities of Sri Radha Shyamasundara, seeing the beautiful darshan of Radha Kunja Bihari, Sri Radha Gopinath, while other young girls play games or watch the televisions in their free time. She would travel practically 10 hours in a day on her Sundays to come to Bombay to offer her prayers of love before the deities, to hear and chant the glories of the Lord with the devotees, and to hear from her spiritual masters. So spontaneous, While most parents have to force their child to go to temple, for Shyam Sundari Devi Dasi, no one could stop her from doing so. She loves Krishna. And because of her love for Krishna, she has attracted the love of our hearts. For a person of this age to give such love and attract such love on the platform of divinity is especially very, very rare. Shyam Sundari had a heart that was very deep, deep with incredible sincerity. Her sincerity to serve and to love. I was told that recently, in the holy month of Kartik, in our most worshipable land of Sri Vrindavan Dham, she would spend literally hours each day standing before Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar, with tears in her eyes, offering prayers from her heart. How many young people, how many people of any age could spontaneously, genuinely stand before the Lord for hours and hours offering prayers, prayers of love with tears, very sincere, very rare soul. Her prayer was for pure, unalloyed devotional service. She did not pray for anything of this temporary material world. She did not pray for the fulfillment of any egoistic or selfish desires. She prayed for the welfare of those she loved and for the eternal service of the Lord. I have been told that when her most intimate family members, her own mother, inquired into the nature of her prayers, she revealed her heart. She was praying that she could not bear the thought of seeing her mother or her spiritual masters leave this world, that she wanted Krishna to take her from this world before that time. Prayer of love, selfless love. This was the prayer of the Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Sri Radha Shyam Sundar heard her prayer and fulfilled her heart's desire. Shyam Sundari Devi Dasi has not died. She lived a gracious life of love and devotion, and Krishna has taken her. Sri Radharani has accepted her. Human intelligence cannot necessarily fail. Enthusiastic, effulgent person could leave. It can only be truly realized. This mystery can only really be understood through faith in the scriptures, faith in the words of the great acharyas, and faith in God. It is Krishna's promise he will always protect his devotee. This means, in essence, the eternal soul. Yes, Sri Radha Shyam Sundar are giving supreme protection to Shyam Sundari. she has attained shelter at their lotus feet. Although the loss of such a very, very dear and special person breaks the heart with sorrow, in the innermost recess of the heart, it is a time of celebration for us. For she has lived her life in harmony with Krishna's will, and she has been taken by Krishna. For such a beloved devotee, Krishna will only do what is absolutely most beneficial. For such a sweet-natured, innocent, and enthusiastic mother of God, we should know that according to Krishna's inconceivable but perfect will, knows best how to bestow mercy and love. What is most perfect for her elevation, for the fulfillment of her heart's desire, Sri Radha Shyam Sundar have granted her. And this is glorious. For a person of God consciousness, it's a lesson for all people of all times to learn from. Her body was in a very unpredictable and difficult condition. Krishna has relieved her of that burden and has given her shelter at his lotus feet. So today we are gathered together to offer our sincerest love and gratitude for this rare and great personality. We have come to share our sorrow due to losing her physical association. However, we have also come to celebrate a successful and glorious life, a successful and glorious death. For a devotee, what appears to be death is opening the door to eternal happiness in progressive devotional service. Krishna is calling all of us back to his eternal lila, where there is no birth, old age, disease, or death. Fortunate, blessed is that person who lives for that. Yes, Radharani has fulfilled Shyamasundari Devi's prayer. This is for certain. And although we will miss her, we are proud of her. Very, very proud of her. In her life, she has given us a precious example that I pray we may all keep like a rare jewel within our hearts. Let us all bow our heads in gratitude and humility and pray. Pray to Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar and their beloved associates that our dear and beloved Shyam Sundari Devi will certainly receive their unlimited mercy. She deserves the unlimited mercy of the Lord and all of the devotees. And she will receive what she deserves. Entrance to the abode of pure, unalloyed spiritual love, Krishna.
Thank you very much. Bancha kalpatadubhyascha kripasindubhya evacha patithanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo. Ananti koti vaishnav vrindaki jai.
My most respectful obeisances to all the assembled Vaishnavas on this auspicious day. I offer my very sincere love and affection to all of you. To extend my for the very special service you are all rendering to Srila Prabhupada, our parampara, and to the Vaishnava community. Srila Prabhupada explained that speaking philosophy without proper behavior, it's very little value. The real conclusion of Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy can be realized by seeing behavior Vaishnava. Humility, self-control, compassion. Selfless spirit of service. The qualities we should all hold as crown of all of our aspirations. Because all of you are sincerely striving to live by these principles and share these Vaishnava qualities amongst yourselves and with others, service is having a very special impact on the world. I'm personally feeling very great separation from all of you. You should know that separation from a Vaishnava is like separation from Krishna. It is not a material thing. The material world, separation from a loved one, creates sorrow. That sorrow is not seen with suffering. It is based on temporary body relationships. Separation from a devotee, although it may be painful, suffering the intensity of separation from Krishna or his devotees brings the reality of our relationship deeper and closer to our hearts. Narottam Das Thakur wrote the song to the Vaishnava liberation, Vidya Nilo Prema Dana. He's weeping, crying, the separation of those great souls who served Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their heart and souls. Of them he knew personally, of them he never physically met, or in a generation before him. But in that longing and separation, or their association, they had realized mercy in life. And in his heart, he was receiving just darshan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us to cultivate developing a relationship with Krishna through separation. Goswami's perfectly taking his mission, their heart and soul, revealed to the world the glory of loving relationship to Krishna and his devotees, to cultivating the spirit of separation. Chintya Beda Beda Tattva as its summit in the unity, the two principles of union and separation. Bhog Vipralamba. Now they are inseparable, the spiritual platform. Separation intensifies the internal presence, the object of our love. Today is the auspicious day of the disappearance of His Divine Grace, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. And this day I am particularly cast in an ocean of terrible separation. My beloved dear godmother, friend, guide. 1 year ago, the day he departed, shook the hearts of Vaishnavas all over the world. It seemed that our lives were overshadowed by a cloud of darkness. The time I met Srila Prabhupada, 1971, Mal Krishna Goswami, engaging his very heart and soul in his Guru Maharaj's loving service. To serve Srila Prabhupada without the presence of Tamal Krishna Goswami amongst us was something that was very difficult even to imagine. We think of Srila Prabhupada, separable remembrance, Mal Krishna Goswami actually comes into our heart. He served Srila Prabhupada his life and soul. His very first meeting to his very last breath this world. Truly, one of the greatest preachers amongst us. the history of his devotional service is something that we should always hold sacred in our hearts. He gave his life selflessly to be the instrument of Srila Prabhupada's compassion in this world. Srila Prabhupada recognized this quality in him. Srila Prabhupada empowered him to become prominent in establishing most important factors of Srila Prabhupada's mission. How instrumental he was to help Srila Prabhupada establish Harinam Sankirtan in the streets of the cities of the Western world. He was prominent in helping Srila Prabhupada establish book distribution as it had never been seen in the history of the world. It was Prabhupada's special instrument in obtaining the land in Mayapur, which Prabhupada envisioned to be the international headquarters of worldwide society. It was Dhamal Krishna Goswami who established preaching in China under Prabhupada's order, the largest country on the planet Earth. Well, over 1 billion people were absolutely deprived of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya until Dhamal Krishna Goswami, risking his life, accepting untold inconveniences, entered as Prabhupada's representative. Many of the finest devotees in our movement today are those who have been trained by Dhamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. While Krishna Goswami Maharaj trained his disciples, trained hundreds of his godbrothers to be first-class Vaishnava, preachers of the message of the Holy Name. Goswami Maharaj also taught us to love the association of devotees. His affection, God brothers, affection for his disciples, his eagerness to exchange the six types of love, the Goswami explains in Upadeshamrita, is a shining light for all of us to learn. We should aspire for in our life. In the absence of the physical association of Dhamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, quite speechless, feeling forsaken, someone who truly loved us could truly inspire love. but by the arrangement of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada. In the inconceivable pastime of his leaving this world, you should feel his presence much more than us. Remembering his example, teachings, could live at the feet of Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj ever. Thakur Bhaktivinoda written, it isn't still who say that others die without outliving still and sound. Vaishnavas die to live. Live, spread the holy name around. We must die to live, to spread the holy name around. Die means to give up the ego, to give up the selfish desire, joy, all recognition, praise, and attention given to Krishna. In this world, greed and envy, a deep-rooted tendency within our heart, we want to be recognized, we want to be adored. Vaishnava's one wants to see Krishna often adored. Therefore, a Vaishnava lets the false ego die, so the real ego of the servant of Krishna can live forever. Our happiness in seeing Krishna glorified, seeing Krishna's beloved devotees glorified. Our great pleasure is in seeing Krishna enjoying what does Krishna enjoy most in this world is when he sees his lost souls coming back into his loving service. That is the only place that the soul can find refuge, love, happiness. Krishna is none different than his name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught that there is no greater means of connecting our hearts with Krishna, sincerely chanting his holy name. In his prayers, Shikshastakam, he taught us how to cultivate attachment to Krishna, chanting his holy name. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Prime benediction for all humanity. Therefore, Vaishnavas, they live to spread the holy name around, and they die who live to spread the holy name of Tamal Goswami. Lived as a ordinary personality, effulgent, descendant of our parampara, to spread the holy name around. His departure, our physical presence, let us pray he lives forever, to inspire us, to encourage us, to dedicate our lives to spread the holy name of God. In this spirit, can never be separated. Let us all take Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj's example and inspiration very deeply into our hearts. This very, very auspicious and special day. I pray that all of you have a wonderful, wonderful festival in his honor. My heart is with you today. Thank you very much.